As we kind of wrap up things happening in local school districts this year, we are joined this morning by Avon and Avon District 276 Superintendent Dr. Mike Curry. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in with us this morning as things are wrapped up. Your first year in the Avon and Avon School District. Do we start with the good or the bad?
We can start with the good. I mean, I think a lot of things went well. We made a lot of positive changes, did a lot of infrastructure work, reached a really solid contract with our teachers.
That's always a good thing to get out of the way.
We need to show them that we valued them, and I think we did with this recent contract that we signed that'll go for 3 years. So kind of put that to rest for a while. Got a lot of infrastructure work to continue. We're doing some boiler work in one of the buildings, and next summer you're going to see a lot of people working on buildings in the Avon and Avon School District.
So, it's always nice to have those things, and especially coming into your first year and having to get a contract squared away in the first year. That sometimes can be tough, depending on the district, but it's nice that you're able to get that accomplished, and now you don't have to worry about it for a couple of years.
Yeah, we worked with a good team, both sides, and like I said, I reached an agreement that I think is fair and shows value for the staff. And it really, it's just part of the business. Whether you walk into it or you do it in the middle of your tenure or you do it on your way out the door, it's still just part of the job.
Yeah. Well, let's get some of the bad out of the way here. Of course, you were among the group of local superintendents along with the regional superintendent of schools, Jody Scott, that, in fact, you drove the group up to Chicago last Wednesday to talk about this whole pre-K funding issue, and in talking with Jody Scott and with Steve Wilder and some of the others, if something's like, well, didn't even think twice about it because it was an existing program, and you didn't think anything was going to be cut, as an extra $50 million was actually put in the budget for pre-K education. So you figure, well, gosh, everything and now an extra $50 million, but they did cut something that was existing. How is, if the things stand as they are now, how will that affect Avon and Avon?
Well, first, let's start with getting up at 4 a.m. and driving to Chicago with a van load of superintendents. That was a lot of fun. And just Jody Scott did an amazing job talking to Dr. Smith and the rest of the board that was in Chicago and those that were vetoed in Springfield at the same time. She just a real champion for pre-K. The fact that there were, I'm on an advisory committee for the IESA, and I went to a meeting about 2 months ago, and there was some talk that there was $100 million more in requests than were going to be able to be made in the first place. So at that point, I was like a little nervous that everybody's going to get cut a little bit. Turns out that some districts got zero, not too far from here even, and went from Lewistown, I believe, got zero. I know I read Geneseo got zero. So there are people who expected to get a lot of money and got none. We, just in the past, it's always been a you get what you got last time kind of deal with pre-K. For us, we have always received X amount of dollars for a pre-K classroom in the Abingdon buildings. When the districts came together, the Avon building wasn't covered by a grant, so we've been kind of locally supporting that program for 5 years. Here in April or March, here comes a whole bunch of money. I think I heard Jody talk about it earlier when we were listening to the news. Here comes this bunch of money. We were able to pay for that classroom, an expansion classroom that we started last year, for about $140,000. And then you plan for that this coming year, and it's gone. No money. We have the fund balances, and we believe that since our parents and our kids think they have a program for next year, that for sure we're going to. Last Wednesday, we made it official, so kind of put people at ease that we will fund those programs for at least this coming year. And the Avon program's not going anywhere. It's just been there for years. The expansion program will just reevaluate every year.
Okay, so that was going to be my question. So what happens if things stand as they are? So it's just you kind of on a year-to-year basis as of right now.
Right. So the preschool for all classroom will always be there in Abingdon. The preschool for all classroom down in Avon will be there. The expansion classroom was something new. I think it was two Christmases ago is when that program started. And the state was telling everybody, oh, look at all this money. Do this. This is great for kids. Oh, wait. And then they just pull the rug out from under you. But we that's kind of my mantra, do what's best for kids. So at least for this year, we're going to definitely keep that expansion classroom going.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, because, you got the money this year, and, you know, it's a different districts are handling it different ways. Some are like, hey, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to go all day. Oh, wait, no, we're not, because if it's not going to be a permanent thing. And I know Jody Scott had said on Saturday that there is that chance. We don't know how big or slim a chance it is that they could say, hey, maybe it was just a mistake. Maybe it was an oversight. Hopefully that's the case, but you might not know till right at the beginning of the school year, though.
Yeah, if the board would have voted after Jody's speech to them, it would have been a hands-down, give them their money. She just did a great job. But, of course, they have to reflect on how that's going to affect everybody that's already in the system. I mean, there's a pot of money. That's it. The pot of money's been divvied up. So to change what everybody gets, or to change what one district gets, means you're changing what everybody gets, unless you somehow miraculously find money laying under somebody's desk at the state house.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we always talk about this. We're in the state of Illinois, so I guess you're not really surprised.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. And I'm also, my glass is half full that we're going to get at least brought back to level funding. But who knows?
Well, this is a busy time of year. Dr. Mike Curry, he is the Abingdon Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. This is the time of year you're pretty busy, especially toward the end of the school year, early summer, budget, getting that all worked out. I mean, most of the people we talk to, the superintendents, you kind of have kind of based their budget on getting two of four categorical payments. Are you kind of in that same boat? Is that how you
have a budget? Yeah, I think anybody doing a budget that works with the state should anticipate less than what you're entitled to. Ironically, though, with the new EBM formula, and so we were able to gain more in that area. So we just amended our budget. It looks good. So going into next year's budget, you play it safe with what the state owes you. Except for supposedly, you know, the new evidence-based funding model has a base minimum that you can that you can go off of. So that's better than proration, but this pre-K deal is not helpful.
Speaking of base minimums, another thing that not necessarily on the bad side, but requirement that upping the starting minimum salary to $40,000, which would be spread up, over like a five-year period. How will that affect you guys? Would you guys be in that area by that point anyway, or in that ballpark by that five-year mark anyway? Or
in 5 years, we could be close. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're not anywhere near that at this moment. We're closer now with this new contract. So it would be great to be able to pay every first year teacher throughout the state $40,000. Some districts are doing that and have been doing that for 15 years. You go up north and, you know, that's a half a year salary,
yeah, right?
But
right.
The cost of living up there is different.
Yeah.
But it would definitely be beneficial to the industry if we could all somehow afford to pay first year teachers $40,000.
Well, and then it's kind of a trickle up effect because, okay, now you got the first years making that much. That rolls uphill, so everybody else is making more. So it can really have a pretty devastating effect.
It could have a devastating effect on just about any district in West Central Illinois, unless you can work with your unions to figure out a way to. The spirit of the law is to get early teachers a living wage, for lack of a better term, which is what we'd like to give everybody, and then somehow filter that through in a manageable way that the district can be viable long term. So
one, the other thing that's tough. You all would love to pay them a lot more, and you have to be competitive because now you have the other situation. It's hard to hire kids coming out of school. A lot of them are leaving, either not going into education, or those that are, whether it's at Monmouth or Knox or Western or Illinois State, are leaving the state for better pensions and better not ever knowing what's. So you got to, it's then there's that tough thing being competitive with other districts in the area.
Right. I'm on two teacher shortage committees that meet in Springfield and in Chicago. And the number of people going into teaching is dropping dramatically. We all know that. But then what we end up doing is taking from each other, right? I think several of my hires have been from area schools this summer, and several of my losses have been to area schools. So it's, if you like West Central Illinois, you stay in West Central Illinois and you move for different reasons. But definitely the teacher shortage is a real thing.
I guess that's the kind of the nice thing of having a Western so close and Monmouth and Knox and even Illinois State close enough that a lot of them go into education if they're from this area, that they'll come back to this area and, like you said, stay here. But again, you're still competing with each other, though, to get them in and keep them.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, we're competing with each other for student teachers. We've hired three student teachers right out of the student teaching classroom. So they student teach for us. We see potential. We hire them. We get them while we can. And I think everybody's doing that right now. If you see us, if you have a solid student teacher in your building and you're not offering a job, you either don't have an opening, mm-hmm. which I find hard to believe, or you're not forward thinking. So,
yeah. Dr. Mike Curry, Avenue Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. So you said you've lost some, you've gained some. How about how much did retirement affect you after this school year?
We had three retirements.
Okay, so not too many, but.
Yeah, and worked out really well. We brought one back. She will be our curriculum director part-time, which is a beauty of the TRS system. We can still bring people back for a certain amount of time. And we actually brought two back, and one will be our math instructional coach as well. The third retirement, she was just ready to retire. She was ready to be done and give piano lessons in her spare time. So our retirements were Tina Steyer, Jerry Lynn Malone, and Susan Doherty.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and I know at least one personnel change. I mentioned earlier, I'd seen a Rover grad, Brad Weedman, who has been teaching in your district and the girls' head basketball coach, and he's actually moving up to a new position.
Well, we'll start with Shane Gordon, who was okay. a fantastic building leader, Abingdon boy. He was able to secure his first superintendency, which is, I tease him a little bit. It's the greatest job that I would never wish on another person. But being a superintendent is a great leap for him. So he has moved south to the Bluford School District. So we did an interview process, and Coach Weedman, now he'll always be Coach Weedman to me, but, mm-hmm. but Mr. Weedman is now the new high school principal, moving forward this year.
So congratulations to Brad. Hey, a Rover grad doing good things. That's good to see. There's so many Knoxville guys yeah, they've been doing different things. Jeff Whitsitt and but see, Joe Stornberger had Rover connections, even though
sure he did.
His dad being a grad, and his uncle and his grandpa used to be on the school board there. But anyway, well, of course, so now we've got Brad as a principal, and of course, Dr. Asplund here at District 205, a Rover guy too. So.
Guess we're kind of up
in the world. And then there's me. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon, District 276 Superintendent. Talk about some of the other good things from throughout the school year. You saw extracurriculars, whether athletics or not, and some of the other things that went on that you liked that you saw.
Well, we'll start with the musical. The musical was fantastic. Did the Sound of Music, good crowd, and just a great performance. It turns out that a lot of our students get involved in the Galesburg theater scene as well, which mm-hmm. is pretty cool. Athletically, we had strong teams, especially on the boys' side this year. You know, made a football appearance in the playoffs. The boys' basketball team and the boys' baseball team both had solid seasons. The girls' volleyball and basketball were very young, and they are improving. In fact, been watching Summer League all summer, and they're playing at a much higher level than last year. So that's a credit to Coach Weedman and the girls just maturing and learning to play together. Because mm-hmm. Last year, on the three starters were move-ins. So,
wow. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So including my daughter. So I've been, you watch it pretty closely at that point. So I think the athletically things are really going well in the Abingdon Avon School District, and with such a small pool to draw from. Student-wise, sports in West Central Illinois in general, they're very cyclical. So right now I think we're kind of still in a nice little uptick there. And then inside the buildings, we are continuing to modernize some of the classrooms that haven't been there yet or reached that status yet. We're doing our sixth grade wing this year. At the very start of last year, we did our third grade wing. So that pretty much is K-6 down in Avon and 3-4-5 at the heading building.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abingdon Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future. When will the official start date be for the next school year?
So new teachers on August 15th. Staff, that should be a Wednesday if my memory serves mm-hmm. me right. Thursday, Friday will be staff, and then I believe Monday would be the 20th if I had a calendar in front of me. Okay. But that the week of the 20th, I believe it's Monday, is when students start back up.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty close.
That's
to
pretty
that,
close.
That
yeah,
it looks like. Yeah,
I think Knoxville was the only really early time.
Yeah, I
if
think
I remember
they might
correctly.
Have been starting students around the point where your teachers come mm-hmm. in somewhere around there. What are you looking forward to in the coming year?
Well, I'm looking forward to teachers feeling valued with the new contract. And you know, there's pressure on both sides as you're ending one and going into another. And I think people feel, like I said, feel appreciated, and I think we can all take a deep breath and move forward. And then just getting back to the basics. Not that we ever strayed away from it, but now we can strictly focus on doing what's best for kids in the classroom, outside of the classroom. And we do have lots of infrastructure issues that we need to continue to attack. So.
You know, it's kind of amazing. I don't know, in the main building, the high school, I still call it the new building, but that's been how many, you know, I guess that's when I was in high school. So it's, you know, it's 30 some years old, 40 some years old now. Mm-hmm. So it's really not new anymore. So yeah, so even, you know, they all, you know, that infrastructure work, that's probably an ongoing thing.
Yeah, we've got boilers in two buildings that are the size of a minivan and 50s and 60s models. So we've got some work to do there. Roof work, you know, soffit, fascia, all that sort of stuff. Our heading building is old enough to where every plumbing line is buried in concrete.
Oh man!
So we have a plan, but that's something that we'll have to attack next. So next summer there'll be people in hard hats all over our district.
Yeah. Well, good things to come. It sounds like, Mike, we always appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you maybe right at the beginning of the year.
Sounds great. I really appreciate you having us.
So I know you're going to be busy. You got volleyball and basketball you're following all summer long. Hopefully you get a little bit of a break.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to take Wednesday off to go watch my Dodgers play the Cubs.
All right.
On a getaway day there at 1:20 is a perfect time. No late nights like you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. All right. Thanks a lot.